When people hear the word motion, they picture something obvious. A car passing by, a ball flying through the air, a hand moving from one place to another. It feels so basic that it hardly seems worth questioning. Things move. That's the end of the story. Except it isn't. Because the moment you ask a slightly better question, moving compared to what, the ground shifts under your feet. Look around you right now. You feel still. The room feels still. Nothing dramatic seems to be happening. Yet the earth is spinning beneath you at hundreds of meters per second. At the same time, the earth is racing around the sun, and the sun is circling the center of the galaxy, and the galaxy itself is drifting through an expanding universe. All of that motion is happening while you sit there feeling perfectly at rest. So which description is correct? The uncomfortable answer is all of them. Motion does not belong to an object by itself. Motion belongs to a relationship. It only exists when you compare one thing to another. Take away the comparison, and the question, is it moving, loses meaning. That single idea quietly replaces a very old picture of the world. For centuries, people imagined motion as something absolute, as if the universe had an invisible grid marking what counts as truly moving and what counts as truly still. Physics abandoned that picture, not because it was unfashionable, but because nature refused to cooperate with it. Every experiment tells the same story. You can describe motion only by choosing a reference. A train, the ground, the earth, the stars, each choice tells a different, equally valid story. Physics keeps working in every one of them. This already explains something you've felt your whole life without naming it. When a plane cruises smoothly, motion fades from awareness. No special sensation announces speed itself. Only changes in motion, starts, stops, turns, make themselves known. The body responds to acceleration, not motion alone. That observation turns out to be a deep clue. It suggests that motion is less about where something is going and more about how its state changes. Speed becomes secondary. Relationships take center stage. What matters is consistency between descriptions, not a privileged viewpoint. Once you see motion this way, it stops being a simple idea and starts acting like a principle that organizes all of mechanics. It connects walking across a room to planets in orbit, and it does so without ever asking who gets to be really at rest. That question fades away, and a better one takes its place, one that pulls you forward because answering it reshapes how every movement in the universe is understood. And once that idea settles in, that motion belongs to relationships rather than objects, we can finally take it apart carefully and see how it actually works, without leaning on intuition, where intuition tends to mislead. Think about a train moving along a straight track at a constant speed. Inside the train, someone stands up, tosses a ball straight upward, and catches it again. To the person on the train, the ball goes up and comes down in a straight line. Nothing surprising happens. The motion feels ordinary. Now imagine watching that same event from the platform as the train passes by. From there, the ball follows a curved path through the air. It moves forward along with the train, while also moving up and down. Two observers, two different descriptions, one single event. Neither description is more correct than the other. This example matters because it exposes a hidden assumption most people carry without noticing. The idea that there must be one correct account of how something moves. Physics gives that idea up. Motion does not come with a built-in label telling you which viewpoint is privileged. What matters is internal consistency. As long as measurements made within a chosen reference agree with each other and obey the laws of physics, that description stands on equal footing with any other. This is the central mechanism behind motion in physics. Motion is the change of position relative to a chosen reference as time passes. That sentence may sound plain, but every word carries weight. Position requires a coordinate system. Change requires comparison. Time provides the ordering. Remove any one of these, and the idea stops working. This explains why the question, "Is it really moving?" leads nowhere. Really compared to what? Compared to the ground? Compared to the sun? Compared to the center of the galaxy? Each answer produces a different number, and none of them cancels the others. This is where everyday intuition breaks down. Daily experience suggests that motion should announce itself. Something moving should feel different from something at rest. Yet constant motion produces no internal signal. A smoothly moving train, plane, or spacecraft behaves the same way as one sitting still, provided no turns or speed changes occur. Physics does not find this surprising. Common sense does. What stands out instead are changes in motion, sudden starts, sudden stops, curving paths. Those events create sensations, forces, and measurable effects. The body responds to acceleration, not to motion itself. That distinction explains a great deal. Early thinkers believed motion required continuous effort. If pushing stopped, motion should fade away. That belief felt obvious because friction is everywhere in ordinary life. Floors, air, roads, and materials constantly interfere. Once friction is accounted for, the picture changes. Remove interference, and motion persists on its own. Objects in space continue moving for enormous distances without slowing. No force is needed to keep them going. Force enters the story only when motion changes, when speed increases, decreases, or direction bends. From the viewpoint of physics, motion is not something that must be maintained. It is something that must be altered. This is why the laws of motion are written the way they are. They describe how changes occur, not how motion exists. They focus on acceleration because acceleration reveals interaction. It tells you when something external is acting. At a fundamental level, motion is the natural behavior of objects in space and time. What feels like rest is simply a shared motion between you and your surroundings. Once this idea is accepted, many familiar puzzles dissolve. Why does a dropped object fall straight down inside a moving vehicle instead of landing behind you? Because it already shares the vehicle's motion before it is released. No invisible push is required to keep it moving forward. Motion continues unless something interferes. Why do passengers not feel Earth's rotation? Because everything nearby shares that motion as well. Without a difference to compare against, motion leaves no trace. This relational nature of motion also explains why physics places such importance on reference frames. A reference frame is not a physical object. It is a bookkeeping choice. It defines how positions and times are labeled. Change the frame, and the numerical values change, but the underlying behavior remains consistent. Physics does not search for the correct frame. It demands that the rules connecting frames agree with each other. At everyday speeds, those connections are simple. Velocities add in a familiar way. At very high speeds, the connections become more involved, and space and time begin to intertwine. But the core idea remains untouched. Motion has meaning only within a chosen reference. Now it becomes possible to say what motion is, not just what it does. Motion is a description of how spatial relationships evolve over time under the constraints imposed by the laws of physics. It is not an ingredient added to objects. It is not a force acting upon them. It is a way of accounting for change. That description might sound abstract, but it is grounded entirely in measurement. Positions are measured. Time is measured. Motion is the comparison between them. And this leads to an unexpected conclusion. Motion is not something that happens inside space. It is part of what gives space and time their physical meaning. Without the possibility of motion, space would have no operational definition. Without time, change could not be ordered. Motion ties them together. Once this is understood, talking about motion becomes easier, not harder. One no longer asks whether something is moving in an absolute sense. One asks how it moves relative to a chosen reference, how that motion changes, and what interactions are responsible for those changes. That framework is powerful enough to describe falling objects, orbiting planets, flowing rivers, and light crossing the cosmos. It does so without invoking hidden backgrounds or privileged viewpoints. And it leaves you with a question that naturally follows, not as a tease, but as a logical consequence. If motion itself carries no special status, and only changes in motion reveal interaction, then what exactly governs those changes, and why do they take the forms they do? That question does not step away from motion. It grows directly out of understanding it well enough to explain it to someone else. Once motion is understood as a relationship rather than a possession, the consequences begin to stack up, and some of them run directly against how people expect the world to behave. One of the first surprises is this. Motion by itself does not explain anything. It describes, but it does not cause. Knowing that something is moving tells you where it is relative to something else as time passes, but it does not tell you why it keeps doing so or why it ever changes. That role belongs to interaction. This immediately overturns a common mental picture. Many people imagine motion as something fragile, something that needs to be constantly supported. Physics finds the opposite. Motion persists naturally. What requires explanation is deviation from it. This leads to a result that feels backward at first. A force does not give an object motion, it gives an object change in motion. Speeding up, slowing down, turning, these are the signatures of interaction. Motion itself is the default state. Once this is seen, the universe begins to look less like a collection of moving things and more like a web of relationships that remain consistent unless something interferes. Here is where a paradox often appears. If motion is always relative, how can effects that depend on motion be real? How can collisions matter? How can energy transfer matter? How can momentum be meaningful? The answer is that while motion has no absolute owner, relationships do. When two objects collide, what matters is their motion relative to each other. That relationship determines outcomes. It determines how momentum is shared, how energy is redistributed, and how directions change. No observer disagreement erases those results. Different observers may assign different speeds, but they all agree on what happens next. This agreement is the hidden backbone of physics. It is also why motion connects directly to deeper principles. Conservation of momentum, conservation of energy, and the structure of forces all rely on the same relational idea. They do not depend on absolute motion. They depend on consistency across descriptions. Once you see this, a surprising unification appears. Motion, inertia, and force are not separate topics. They are different ways of talking about how change is constrained. Inertia describes resistance to change. Force describes interaction that produces change. Motion describes how position evolves when change occurs or does not occur. Together, they form a single story about how the universe manages change without contradiction. This also explains why time plays such a central role. Motion cannot be defined without time, and time cannot be measured without change. A clock is not a device that detects time directly. It detects regular motion or regular change. time gains meaning through motion. This creates a deep link between motion and causality. Causes precede effects because motion orders events. Without ordered change, cause and effect collapse into confusion. Now consider a result that feels unsettling until it is fully absorbed. If motion has no absolute status, then rest has no absolute status either. Being at rest is simply sharing motion with nearby objects. This means the universe does not privilege stillness. Stillness is not special, it is merely common motion. This matters because many everyday explanations rely on an imagined background of rest. Physics does not use that background. It uses relationships instead. From this perspective, even large-scale motion loses its drama. The Earth's movement around the sun is not something that must be justified by an external reference. It is a relationship maintained by interaction. Remove the interaction and the relationship changes. This brings meaning into focus. Motion is not about where something goes in an empty arena. It is about how relationships endure or change under constraints. Those constraints are the laws of physics, and they exist to ensure that no description breaks consistency with another. This is why physics places such weight on symmetry between observers. If the laws favored one viewpoint over another, motion would become arbitrary. Explanations would fracture, prediction would fail. Instead, the universe enforces agreement. Once motion is seen this way, its meaning becomes clearer without becoming mystical. Motion tells us that the universe allows change, but only in ways that remain compatible across all valid perspectives. It allows variety without chaos. It allows difference without contradiction. This also reframes how we think about explanation itself. To explain motion well is not to say this thing moved because it was pushed. It is to say, given these relationships, these interactions, and these constraints, this evolution had to occur. That kind of explanation does not rely on imagery. It relies on necessity, and that is the deeper consequence. Motion is not just a topic within physics. It is one of the conditions that makes physics possible. Without motion, there is no measurement. Without measurement, there is no law. Without law, there is no understanding. Motion sits at the base of the entire structure. So when someone truly understands motion, they no longer think of it as an everyday word describing visible movement. They think of it as a rule-governed description of change, anchored in relationships, protected by consistency, and woven directly into space and time. That understanding allows them to talk about falling objects, orbiting planets, flowing rivers, and accelerating vehicles using the same ideas without patchwork explanations. And more importantly, it allows them to explain motion to others without appeal to authority or memorized rules, because they understand what motion means and why the universe treats it the way it does. At that point, motion stops being something that merely happens. It becomes something that reveals how the universe holds itself together. Motion no longer appears as a simple topic placed at the beginning of physics for convenience. It stands out as a foundation that supports nearly everything else. In physics, motion does not describe an extra feature added to objects. It describes how relationships between positions evolve over time under rules that apply everywhere. With that perspective, ideas that might seem separate begin to form a single structure. Objects continue moving unless interactions alter their motion. Forces describe how motion changes, not how it exists. Mass measures resistance to changes in motion. Reference frames provide different descriptions without changing physical outcomes. These ideas are not independent statements. They reinforce each other. What physics truly knows about motion comes from repeated observation and testing. No experiment has ever identified absolute motion. Constant velocity cannot be detected from inside an isolated system. Changes in motion always reveal interaction. The same laws hold in every inertial frame. These are not philosophical preferences. They are conclusions enforced by evidence. Motion also connects directly to conservation laws. Momentum remains conserved because physical laws do not favor one position over another. Energy accounting remains consistent because motion evolves through time without hidden exceptions. These connections are precise and measurable, not interpretive. There are limits to what is known. Physics does not yet know whether motion can be explained by something more basic, or whether space and time themselves emerge from deeper structures. It is not known whether future theories will revise how motion is described or simply sharpen existing descriptions. What is certain is that any future theory must still account for the relational nature of motion and the absence of privileged viewpoints. This explains why motion appears everywhere in physics. It is not taught early because it is simple, but because nothing functions without it. Understanding motion this way simplifies explanation without oversimplifying reality. Falling objects, turning vehicles, orbiting planets, and traveling light can all be described using the same core ideas applied under different conditions. The differences come from interaction, scale, and reference, not from separate rules. The practical takeaway is direct. Explaining motion does not require asking whether something is truly moving. It requires asking three specific questions: relative to what, over what time, and under which interactions. Those questions are sufficient to describe every case motion physics currently addresses. This approach replaces guesswork with reasoning. It allows motion to be explained clearly to others without memorized rules or appeals to authority. It also explains why physics works consistently across laboratories, vehicles, planets, and galaxies. Motion shows that the universe allows change while enforcing consistency across viewpoints. That consistency makes prediction possible and explanation reliable. With this understanding, motion is no longer just an everyday word tied to visible movement. It becomes a structural idea that supports mechanics, astronomy, and modern physics alike. That is the value of understanding motion properly. Movement becomes something that can be explained everywhere it appears using the same underlying ideas.